Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
All right, here we go. Another week of PM Team Picks, Week 12 in the NFL. Back here to make some predictions against the spread. Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller, Donnie Football. Malzy, update the standings, my friend.
Well, you should actually say Donnie's name before mine, because he's in second. There is no drama here for who's going to win and who's going to be picking the misery to inflict on the last place finisher. You are running away with it. You have 47 points after a 3-point week. Donnie has 34 points after a 5-point week. The Dallas Cowboys hitting his money ball.
Way to go, Don.
Which broke a tie with me. I had 3 points last week for 31. He's three clear of me. And I'm not really panicking, because there is, as Confucius once said, a lot of football left. So let's get to it, Pony.
Bills go to Houston as a 5.5-point favorite. C.J. Stroud still out with a concussion. Josh Allen coming off a game where he scored 6 touchdowns, 3 passing, 3 rushing. But the Bills haven't been that good on the road. 2 weeks ago, they went to Miami and lost and only had 6 points in the fourth quarter. However, I can't bring myself, when the Bills need it, to pick them to struggle in a game against Davis Mills. So I'm going with Buffalo minus 5.5. I think it can be close, or could be close, because the Houston defense. But ultimately, I think the Bills find a way to win this game by 6 points or more. Donnie?
I got a weird feeling about this one. I've had a weird feeling about this one because it feels like a game that will be a Thursday night blowout. Josh Allen had 6 touchdowns on Sunday. A very exciting game between the Bucs and Bills that Buffalo won. Buffalo coming to town after Thanksgiving here. But I am going to ride with our late great friend, John Clayton. And I am going to go with Mills Davis to keep this baby exciting tonight. Give me Houston plus 5.5 at home.
I don't feel like it's early enough in the process. As I referenced with my friend Confucius there, there's a lot of football left to be played. I don't feel like it's early enough, or it's late enough in the process here, where I need to start chasing points against you, Donnie. The Texans aren't great at running the football. The Bills are basically the worst team in football at stopping teams from running the football. So that's like, what, the movable object meets the resistible force here. I just have a hunch, too, like you, that this is a quasi-letdown spot for Buffalo. Allen accounted for, what, 6 touchdowns last week?
Yep.
It just feels like a game that they'll probably still manage to win, but I think it's going to be much more difficult than it looks like it should be on paper. Give me Houston plus the 5.5 at home.
Donnie, the Eagles go to Dallas to play the Cowboys. Short week for Dallas, beating the Raiders Monday night. Eagles had another defensive standout performance against the Lions, and that's why they're a 3.5-point road favorite in this game.
I actually think Dallas will be able to cover here. I think this game comes down to a field goal. It was a good one, a competitive one to kick off the season in Philly, closer than I thought it would be. And I think that Dallas offense will be able to put up something against that Philly defense, because I just think if Dak can do his usual thing, they're going to score points. And I know that there is concern in Philly. I mean, our guy, the MILF Hunter, he's one of the many stupid fans of the Eagles that think that team's a dumpster fire and Jalen Hurts sucks, a guy who just won the Super Bowl less than a year ago. I think it's a field goal game. I think Dallas could even win it. Give me the Cowboys plus the 3.5.
I was tempted to go in that direction, and while you were talking, Donnie, and offering a very compelling case for the Cowboys, I was starting to look back at the Eagles, and I felt like a trend that had emerged a little bit with them was we felt like they usually covered and delivered their best games against good opponents. But, I mean, the last time they saw a sort of subpar team was the Giants. They avenged a loss there, an ugly loss, by beating the brakes off of them, 38-20. I think they've covered now in three straight games, maybe four, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. This feels like one where, if anything, everyone's like, ooh, Dallas, they put it to the Raiders. Wow, they're going to give the Eagles a real game down in Arlington. Nah, I think the Eagles actually do cover this one. I don't feel, like, super great about it, but I feel reasonably confident that they're going to at least cover 3.5.
I'm with you, Mulsey. I think we can't put really any stock in what the Cowboys did to the Raiders because of how bad they are. And we saw Dallas play Denver's defense, which I think is similar to Philly's, and they did nothing offensively in that game. So I think Dak will be under duress. Jalen Carter won't spit on him, so we'll play this game, and the Eagles will win by more than 3. All right, Sunday night football. Rams, a 6.5-point favorite against the Bucs, two first-place teams. Mulsey, who you got?
Man, this is an interesting one because I don't know if the Bucs, like, all were hanging out with Cole Holcomb at some random point in time, but they've had a wave of illness is the term that's been used to sweep through that team. I don't know if it's diarrhea. I don't know if they've got oily, runny stools, Pony, or if they all have COVID and they don't have to say it now. Because we're so far removed from it. So you'd hear stuff like that. You'd look at the Rams as a well-oiled machine and Stafford as the MVP frontrunner. And I feel like the Costanza method would say, well, pick Tampa Bay. Like, everything points to the Rams, pick Tampa Bay. I'm actually not going to do that. I think the Rams played with their food against Seattle a little bit too much and let them hang around and have a chance to win it on a bomb by Myers that he missed. I don't think they're going to make that mistake against Tampa. I actually like the Rams here to deliver a pretty authoritative performance, so I will lay 6.5, even though it's a battle of first places.
So will I. I think the Bucs are just too ravaged by injury. I think Stafford has been too good, 27 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. I expect that revitalized, revamped Rams defense, which picked off Sam Darnold 4 times, to force Baker Mayfield into some errant throws. It's a big line for a reason, so I'm going to take the Rams to keep it going here. And they're going to be in position, I believe, at the end here to be the number one overall seed in the NFC. Rams minus 6.5. Donnie?
Yeah, it's a sweep for us. So the folks out there can run to the table and bet on Tampa Bay when they get a chance. I feel like last week's game could be one that just takes a lot out of them. They go on the road to Buffalo, and it is a classic shootout that they lose to Josh Allen, and it could be a spot where they're licking their wounds a little bit. They have to come back and play another really good team, and Matt Stafford finding the fountain of youth. The guy leads the league in touchdown passes. I think it's a fun game on Sunday Night Football, but I think the Rams can separate themselves a little bit late.
All right, let's get to Monday night. This is a sneaky good game because the Panthers are a surprising 6-5. The Niners 7-4 got Brock Purdy back, and he was awesome against the Cardinals last week. Line here is a full touchdown. I'm going to take Carolina. Give me the underdog here because I think they have a shot to win. If Bryce Young plays like he did last week against Atlanta, which is actually a pretty good defense, they have a chance to put points up on the board. I do think Brock Purdy against a defense in Carolina that can be a little bit Jekyll and Hyde. First two games of the season for him, he did throw interceptions, had 4 combined. 2-2. And Carolina can run the ball. And we know that the Niners' front defensively is dinged up, and Arizona never got to run the ball because they got down big early in that game, and that's how Jacoby Brissett completed 47 passes. I'm going to take Carolina to win this game outright, Donnie. Give me the Panthers.
Man.
Bold.
I like Carolina to keep this thing fun. I'm going to take Carolina plus the 7 points. As you guys know, they were my surprise playoff team out of the NFC this year, and as bad as they've looked at times, somehow I don't look like a complete idiot because right now they're right there in the thick of things. I think the graphics now say it doesn't always just say in the hunt. I saw one that said sniffing around. the other day. That's what the Panthers
sniffing
are doing.
Around.
I thought they made that. I thought they made that for the Cowboys. I thought the Cowboys were the team that was sniffing around.
The Panthers are sniffing around a little bit. I don't know if they win this thing outright, but I think they're a better team than they've gotten credit for this year. I'll take them +7.
All right, so a couple interesting quick trends for this game. Panthers are 4-2 against the spread on the road this year. They're also 7-3 against the spread in their last 10 games. The Niners, terrible against the spread at home. So you'd say, 1-3 this year? I can't take them. But, Pony, you mentioned Jekyll and Hyde defense for the Panthers. Last month, they've just been a Jekyll and Hyde team. 31-point non-competitive loss to the Bills. Rather stunning, and that was at home, rather stunning road win over the Packers. Followed up by just absolutely stepping on a rake again at home against the Saints, losing by 10, go on the road and beat the Falcons. So is it that they're road warriors here, or is it that they can't string two performances together in a row? Tough call for yours truly, but I'm actually going to go and differentiate here. I'll take the Niners to actually get themselves right and put the Panthers in a little bit of a tougher spot.
Donald, Moneyball time. This one's worth double. Who do you got?
I am going to take the Seattle Seahawks, laying a big number, 13.5, in Tennessee. The Titans have not won a game at home this year. And the Seahawks, not only are they great on the road, they are 5-0 on the road against the spread. That even helped out last week when they were, 2.5 or 3-point dogs in that game in L.A. So give me Seattle, give me Sam Darnold to bounce back, and I'm sure that defense will probably get a touchdown too, because that's just how bad Tennessee is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Ballsy.
I think I'm about to do the funniest possible thing here. I actually think that I'm going to do, even as I say it out, even as I prepare to say it out.
What is going on here?
No, even as I say what I'm about to say and prepare to say it out loud, it almost feels like a game that in no way, shape, or form should you put 2 points worth of confidence on either side, because there are compelling arguments why both of these teams shouldn't be trusted one, like, iota. I'm going to take the Raiders -4 against Shedeur Sanders and the Browns. Here is my thought process.
Kenny's going to come in and play for the Raiders.
Oh,
and beat the Browns.
Man.
Right?
Listen, if I lose like in the season-long race to Donnie because I pick this game and I lose by one.
That would be hysterical.
I just feel like the experience of having put this on a money ball will be worth it. Cleveland has the best individual side of the ball in this game by far. Their defense, I think Sanders is so utterly unprepared.
Yep.
1 week is not going to help him, like, get ready. Max Crosby's going to be screaming off the edge in his nightmares. This might be one of the 5 worst games of the NFL season, but I think the Raiders are going to win by at least 5 points.
I'm surprised nobody went with this game. I'm going to lay the Packers -6.5 against the Vikings. I think J.J. McCarthy sucks.
Kenny with better PR, brother.
I think he's really bad. Green Bay
schedule. Did you hear what he said about himself?
What?
He said, I'm like a cork that's getting ready to pop. And so somebody said, so what, you're going to blow some more?
Look, I just look at Green Bay. We've seen them really since September not look like a great team, other than maybe that second half against the Steelers. Josh Jacobs is going to miss this game. I really don't care. I think the Wilson kid might be better right now at running back. And I just, they need this one because that schedule turns into an absolute gauntlet for Green Bay, starting with Thanksgiving having to go to Detroit and play the Lions. They got to go to Chicago. They got to go to Denver. They got to play the Ravens. I'm going to take the Packers and lay the points and think that Minnesota and that J.J. McCarthy marriage is close to being on the fritz. All right, Donnie, last one for you because you've got a Starkey Football Friday on location at 84 Lumber, I may add.
Yes.
Bears minus 2.5 at home against the Steelers. Are you taking Pittsburgh?
I am, and the Steelers have not won a game in Chicago since I was about a week old, or maybe 2 weeks. I think it was like November 4th of 1995.
Big Norm Johnson.
Norm Johnson had a game-winner. Pegram had three touchdowns. Darren Perry had two fumble recoveries.
52
and a
pass attempts for Neil O'Donnell in that game.
And he threw a late touchdown to Ernie Mills to even that baby up.
Ernie General Mills! Dude!
I'm glad that the Bears have finally seemed to find something here, but they have maybe one win that impresses me all year when they beat up the Cowboys early in September. A one-point win against the Raiders, a one-point win against the Commanders, who we have seen are not the same team. They lost by two touchdowns against Tyler Huntley. They struggled to survive against the Bengals in that game early in November. They just have comeback win after comeback win, and okay, there's something to be said about that. Their strength of victory is like 280 on the season, and they are a team in a playoff spot. This would be far and away their most impressive victory. I actually think that Pittsburgh is going to go in there and win the game, so I will take the Steelers plus 2.5 in Chicago.
There you have it, our picks for Week 12, PM Team Picks on the Pony and Mueller podcast page.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.